are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, well, I hope you guys love me because I need some real big advice. Huge advice. Okay, I am horrible when it comes to buying a gift for my husband. Absolutely horrible, especially Valentine's. You know, because I didn't really get a lot of practice. I was trying to talk about this over the weekend during my weekend show. I was single for probably most every, I know my English is bad with that one, most every Valentine's Day until I met my husband. And so what was good about that is I didn't have to buy anything, but also I didn't get the practice. Yeah, I didn't get a lot of practice before I was married in a lot of areas, So, you know, here we are, you know, Valentine's Day. My husband and I have been married for 15 years, and I usually just get him the same thing, you know? I give him a little coupon that says, I'm going to be quiet and not nag you the whole evening. And the reason why I do that is that's really what he asks for every year. You know, just leave me alone. Yeah. Go away. That's what he wants for Valentine's Day. Me too. Go away. And actually, it's easy because it's cheap. Yeah, I really want to save money. I'm definitely for saving money. But I decided to go to AskMen.com. Are you guys familiar with Ask Men? I guess this is the guy's website. All right. They, you know, tell guys how to groom and, you know, sex, money, power. It's a real guy site. So here they have 10 Valentine's gifts your woman should give you. All right. Number 10 on the list is magazines. Okay. Fortune, Sports Illustrated. You know, if those are what you're into, have her give you a magazine. All right. That's good. They also say maybe she could get you DVDs like Gladiator. Really? Are you guys really into Gladiator? By the way, you could call in if you have any advice for me. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I think women screw up on this holiday all the time. Guys hate Valentine's Day. Guys don't really like it. It's mushy. There's all these red hearts and Care Bears. Guys aren't into that. Now, they're into that if they think they're going to have sex. But if, you know, a woman has her period or, I don't know, you know, has a headache and they don't think they're going to get lucky, they really don't want to go through the ceremony of it all. But anyway, you know, if you guys could get a gift at it, good, you know. They say maybe your woman should give you a bar set, you know, where you can, I guess, has a shot glass. And I could see guys liking that, okay. Now, they say on here champagne and truffles. Really? They say here she wants to tease your palate and get you ready for a taste of her own personal sweet treat. You don't want champagne and truffles. Again, like I said, if you think it's going to be a means to an end, you know, you got something there. Now, they say grooming products. Okay? All right? Is that really something you guys want? Grooming products? Like a nose hair clipper? You see, even this men's website, I think, is wrong. I mean, if I bought my husband deodorant, a nose hair clipper, what else? Something to pick out the toe jam. Again, not romantic. They have on here cologne. Okay, you know what? This was written by a woman. This had to have been written by a woman. I keep talking about this. Men don't want cologne. Men can't stand the fact that they spray fragrances on themselves. Men love their own smell. They love the sweat smell, the gym smell. Cologne is a girl thing. Now, guys will wear it because they think girls like it, but it doesn't mean they want it as a gift. Then, and again, this is on AskMen.com. They say gift accessories like a wallet, hat, warm scarf, belt. Maybe. Now, here they're saying handheld organizer. Okay, guys like trinkets. Not trinkets. Wrong word. Guys like electronics. So that I get. You know what? I just figured out what my husband wants. He likes video games. He's into video games. Why don't I just get him a video game? I don't know. Okay, what kind of video game? Well, I used to like Ms. Pac-Man. I liked Ms. Pac-Man and Galaga. And Centipede, I don't get the video games now, 30 years later, I really don't. All right, but anyway, I could find... find something that has blood and guns, my husband's, you know, into video games that do that. Then it says under here, intimate bedroom gifts. All right, I guess, yeah, that could make a guy happy. And then, well, classy watch. So the number one gift women should give their men is a classy watch. Yeah, but what if that's expensive? Okay, now I went to another website because, again, I still don't think that's enough. I don't want to spend that much money. I mean, we've been married 15 years. I mean, you know. All right. They say women should be the one to do the wooing. This is now on WikiHow. Oh, I got to make him feel special. Oh, man. This is harder than just being quiet. They say maybe plan a surprise for him, like show up with his favorite lunch food. His favorite lunch food is fried chicken. Well, yeah. All right. But you see, he feels guilty. I give him such crap about him eating fried chicken. All right. Offer to take care of everything on that day. Oh, no way. Valentine's Day, that's a weekday. I got to work and do the show. I'm not going to do anything on that day. You know, dress up. Oh, I got to dress up so my scrubs and muumuu don't. Oh, I need to dress up for Valentine's. Oh, man. I wear sports bras. I don't even think I have any fancy bras. They say be spontaneous, be playful, do something that makes your husband blush. You know, after 15 years of marriage, I don't make him blush. I make him cringe. Uh-oh, it says give in. All right, on Valentine's Day, just give in. Oh, no way, no way. I got to yell at him about something. Turn the house into a love zone. What are they trying to tell me to do? I got a headache. I'm already getting a headache. Look at this. Let the world revolve around him for the day. Let the world revolve around him. The world revolves around him 365 days of the year plus Valentine's. Then they say go Latin. Do some salsa or Hispanic baila. Ah, baila nos. Okay, I could do some of that. Remember to say I love you. You know what this should say? This should say avoid saying anything about his mother. And then, of course, sexual intercourse. Oh, that's too much work. That's too much work for Valentine's. All right, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
sure, there are winter specials. And then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Oregacillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Resper 8. All specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes. Whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
If you're having any problems with the IRS or a local revenue agency, I understand and I can help. I'm tax attorney Tony Dennison. When I was a kid, the IRS came after my mother's house because of mistaken information. Ever since then, I've dedicated my life to defending people in trouble with the IRS. I'm a real tax attorney, which means I have two law degrees, a standard law degree known as a JD, and a tax law degree known as a Master's of the Laws in Taxation. I've been practicing for 10 years and I've helped many of your fellow citizens in tax trouble. If you're in tax trouble, you don't need to be alone and you don't need to call one of those fake lawyer clearinghouses. Call me, Tony Dennison, at Dennison Tax Law, 952-886-7141, or on the web at DennisonTaxLaw.com. It may be the best call you make all year. Dennison Tax Law, 952-886-7141. And again, on the web at DennisonTaxLaw.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our leap year sale with prices from 5 years ago. From February 1st to February 29th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You know, one of the movies they said you could buy your man for Valentine's is Mission Impossible 2. Was that really the best one, Mission Impossible 2? I just made the kids see Mission Impossible 1, the first one. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show. Because all these movies now, they still show that scene. Well, remember Mission Impossible 1? He was trying not to touch the bottom of the floor in Langley because he wanted to get the hawk list or whatever. And so, you know, where he's sitting there with his legs and arms completely spread out, you know, spread eagle or whatever, you know, so he didn't, you know, touch the flooring. And in all these kids' movies, they see somebody falling from the ceiling, you know, barely touching the ground like that. So I figured, you know what, my kids need to see the 1996 version of Mission Impossible. Yeah, they thought it was boring, you know. So I was kind of shocked when I saw that, you know, if you want to buy a DVD for your man, get Mission Impossible 2. I thought guys were into movies that had, you know, women. I mean, I know there's guy movies, but I thought guys were either into, like, the military movies, you know, like Red Full Jacket, Full Metal Jacket, right? Full Metal Jacket, Commando, Predator, right? I think that's all one movie. Yeah, that. So, I still don't know. Okay, now, guys, we're not done. We're going to get to medical headlines, but I don't want you guys to screw up, okay? We already told the women what to get their men. Now, guys, right, for Valentine's Day, do not buy your woman a cookbook, okay? Do not buy her a blender. Do not buy her a mop, okay? That's not nice. Okay, right? Even if she likes to cook. Now, I mean, you know, if you want to get her a basket of all sorts of goodies, you know, and, you know, throw some equipment in there that she's been dying to have, but honestly, you don't want to give her something where she has work to do. Okay? Another thing, don't give your woman anything about, you know, that has to do with fitness. Even if she's really into fitness. Okay? Because that could kind of say you're fat and you need to do more. Yeah, like that tummy cruncher isn't really doing the trick, babe. So you don't want to do that. Okay. Don't also buy sexy clothes that she doesn't want to wear. Okay? She really may not be into fishnet, leather, doggy collars. Okay? She may not be into that. And you buying that for her means you're buying it for you. What did Homer Simpson do? Homer Simpson bought Marge a bowling ball. Was that for her birthday? Was it a birthday? I think he bought Marge Simpson a bowling ball. She goes about a ball. He goes, woohoo. And then he takes it and uses it. Yeah, you got to be careful with that. Okay. Oh, and another thing they say, do not buy something for your wife or your girlfriend saying you took another woman to help you. Okay. Ladies don't like that. I made that mistake with my husband. A good friend of mine was metrosexual and really knew wallets and leather. And so don't ask how he knew so much about leather. But so I took him along to help pick out my husband's wallet. I thought that was brilliant. You go shopping with your guy friend, right? Because he's a guy friend for my guy. Oh, my husband was livid, never even used the wallet. And I'm like, look, I needed my friend to help us out. So that doesn't work out. Don't buy something on sale for your wife. Okay? That's what they say. They say she always looks at the price. That's not true. I don't care if it's on sale. You don't buy clearance. Okay? That's the difference. Don't get me a blouse on clearance. Really quickly, let's take a look at some of the worst Valentine's Day gifts. Okay, this comes from The Stir. Apparently, a woman got a t-shirt with Looney Tunes characters on it. No, not a t-shirt, guys. Another woman got flowers that she was allergic to. Had to be on Benadryl all day. Third woman got a stationary bike. Okay, yeah, now, see, for me, I'd really dig the stationary bike. I want one. I need to add that to my workout collection. So I probably think that's cool, but she thought it meant she was fat. Number four, a man bought his woman an ugly dog purse. Is there a brand called Ugly Dog? But there was a card for the girl he was cheating inside. Okay, so that obviously is a bad one. A card from the dollar store that had a teddy bear on it said to my friend on Valentine's Day. Yeah, don't give your woman anything that says friend. All right, a half-eaten bag of pink and red M&Ms. He got hungry on the way home. I've done that. I've eaten my husband's food on the way home. One of the razors that yanks the hair out by the roots. That's not a good one. If they're out of cards because you're in the ninth hour, right, or the final hour, whatever the saying goes, don't get a card in Spanish if she doesn't understand Spanish. One person cites she got lice. A dust buster. Yeah, don't really get a dust buster. Oh, plastic roses. Yeah, no. No plastic roses, people. I go back to the store. If you have the receipt, go back to the store. Somebody said they got a pickle book. A recipe that shows 1,000 ways to cook pickles. Okay, I'm done. That's enough. Okay. All right, are we done? Do you guys know what to do and what not to do for Valentine's now? All right, I think we got it covered. All right, for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I want to talk about what happened at Duke University with that Dr. Potty, right, who possibly fabricated his research. We need to talk about that. We also need to talk about how overeating in seniors could cause memory loss. A lot of cool stuff in medical news, but I need to say a few things about Whitney Houston, all right? Many of us, again, completely shocked when we heard this weekend that Whitney Houston had died, only 48 years old. Woman with an amazing career, an absolute amazing career. Think what happened. Many of us remember her in the 80s. I mean, she just shot up and became a star overnight. And from what I would say, probably one of the best singers ever. Her range was amazing. She could sing, notes that I don't think are even humanly possible. Absolute woman. And she had a gospel background. And I think for a lot of singers, if you have that gospel background, it really helps. But then, you know, after she did the Bodyguard movie and a couple other things, she fell by the wayside. Mariah Carey became huge. Madonna made another comeback. So many other things happened, and she started to fall by the wayside. She went into drugs. She was in rehab at least 3 times. The last time was about a year ago. And, you know, she had a rough life. And what people have been speculating now is it was the drugs. You know, it's all Bobby Brown's fault. Well, we don't know that. From what we understand is an hour before she died, she looked pretty good. They also looked inside her hotel room and they found, you know, she had a pretty good appetite. She ate well. She had a burger, was going to eat some jalapenos and a turkey sandwich after her bath, took it into the bath with her. You know, she seemed very coherent, cognizant, pretty healthy. So when they found her face down in the bathtub, again, people are speculating, well, it's drugs, drugs, drugs. Well, right now they're saying no foul play. They're saying no illicit drugs. They did find prescription bottles of lorazepam, Valium, and Xanax, Ativan, Valium, and Xanax. I always get so confused. You know, you always see this with stars where they have 3 benzodiazepines. Why are 3 different types of benzodiazepines needed? Yeah, one is a little more longer acting than another, but I never prescribe, you know, 3 of the same type of drug. Okay? It's like 3 cholesterol medications. Crestor, Lipitor, Zocor. You wouldn't give somebody 3. You pick one. So I'm always confused when I see that. So right now the rumor's circulating, and I think TMZ reported that it was probably alcohol and prescription drugs. But I'm going to tell you, I wouldn't be surprised if it was something else. Again, she was face down in the tub. Did she have a stroke? Did she have an aneurysm? Did she have an embolism, a blood clot that went to the brain? You know, people are emailing me, and you hear them talking on the message boards and on CNN and Fox going, you know, how come they don't know? Why won't they tell us? They know. They know. Well, I don't know if they know. You know, I again, if she has some, you know, elements of the benzodiazepines in her blood, she could have that there, you know, in her blood for a while. So it does take a while to see if it was a blood clot, stroke, et cetera. You know, and again, we don't know if she had high blood pressure. And if she was doing any sort of cocaine or stimulants, that could have still made her stroke, you know, or heart attack, whatnot. So, no, we're probably not going to know for a while. We know that the body has left the coroner's office and she is being flown back to New Jersey for burial. And again, it's a shame because now everybody's showing their love for Whitney Houston. Well, nobody really showed her a lot of love the last 10, 15 years. You know, they really didn't. Now everyone's like playing her songs and singing her songs. Isn't it sad that they have to die for them, you know, to be tributed like this? Same thing with Michael Jackson. You know, people were making Michael Jackson jokes and were making fun of him in movies. You know, it took him dying for people to show their love for him. And I'm glad they're showing love to her. It's a shame nobody showed love in the last 15 years of her life. All right, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Can over 6,000 preparedness items get you ready? That's what you'll find at GetReadySurvival.com. Over 6,000 preparedness items. And counting. Because we're adding new items nearly every day. GetReadySurvival.com has it all. Small and family-sized tents, backpacks, sleeping bags, food supplies. Get yours at GetReadySurvival.com. Portable water filters, canteens and hydropacks, knives, axes, shovels, compasses, camouflage and tactical gear, fire starters and ammunition. It's all at GetReadySurvival.com. How about first aid medical, emergency or small personal survival? survival kits. Get yours at GetReadySurvival.com. If you're not prepared or just semi-prepared, the place to get prepared now is GetReadySurvival.com. Got questions? Call 928-541-9723. That's 928-541-9723. Or go to GetReadySurvival.com. And remember, survival preparedness means living on your own terms.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural, innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com, like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
Do you use a CPAP breathing device to help treat sleep apnea and prevent snoring? If so, you should know big insurance companies and government regulations can affect the way you buy sleep apnea equipment. They decide what devices you receive, when you get replacement equipment, and even what you pay. Why limit the quality of your treatment? Break away from institutionalized healthcare and shop where you set the sleep therapy standard. Shop at CPAP.com. See what? CPAP. It stands for Continuous Positive Airway Pressure. CPAP.com has the equipment you want in stock and ready to ship today. Visit CPAP.com to see all of your sleep apnea equipment options. Or call toll-free 1-855-SNORE-11. That's 1-855-766-7311 to speak with a friendly sleep apnea expert who will answer all of your questions. Mention this ad for free shipping. Again, that's CPAP.com. CPAP.com. CPAP. Your money, your treatment, your choice.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried. And uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
You bet I do. All right, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. A big thanks to Kyle, who's working the dials, and another thank you to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. All right, so I don't know if any of you saw 60 Minutes a few days ago, but they were covering this Dr. Anil Potty issue, all right, or potty. Like going to the potty. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Okay. And it sounds like his research might have been full of potty. What I understand is this is a doctor who practices oncology. And he was also a researcher for Duke University. And he made medical history, he and one of his co-researchers, by claiming that he ran the DNA on multiple different types of cancers and was able to find certain treatments for certain cancers based on the patient's DNA matching up. Now, you know me, I really dig that kind of stuff because I don't think one person should be treated the same way as another person blanketly. You know, I don't think you should just say, all right, well, you all have the same cancer, so here's just one medicine. I love the idea of looking at who's in front of you. We're all different. All right? Why don't you fine-tune and tailor-make a sort of therapy? So apparently his research, caught the attention of many publications. It was published, etc. And a couple other researchers at MD Anderson had taken a look at this going, wait, something's not right. All right, you know, something just doesn't match up with his data. So they brought this up to Duke University, the research center. They kind of looked into it, and then they had a private firm investigate the data and take a look at it. And the firm said it looks good. Dr. Potty looks like it did everything right. No problem here. So even though originally clinical trials were halted because of Dr. Potty, I love his name, Potty, kind of being investigated and his data relooked at, once he was cleared by this separate private firm, he was able to do clinical trials. Now, what had happened is people who had end-stage cancer went to see him, and he had claimed that there's a possible 80% match, an 80% cure rate. You could trust me. We think this is going to work for you, and, you know, everything's going to be fine and dandy, all right? And, you know, so these are people with terminal cancer going to them for last hope, all right? Now, these two other researchers at MD Anderson still didn't really trust what was going on. They said something doesn't seem right. But, again, Duke really wasn't going to do much about it because the other firm had looked at the data saying it's fine. Well, apparently there was another gentleman, I think Goldberg, I'm trying to think of all the names. Again, I'm trying to remember all of this from 60 Minutes, who ran a cancer newsletter, all right, in another state entirely. And while running this cancer newsletter, he decided to look up Dr. Potty's references. And Dr. Potty had on his resume that he was a Rhodes Scholar. So he looked into that and found, wait a second, he wasn't a Rhodes Scholar. Something's not right. So this got brought up to Duke University, and the co-researcher, the co-scientist with Dr. Potty, asked Dr. Potty about this, go, well, you really weren't a Rhodes Scholar? And he said, well, what it was is it wasn't called Rhodes Scholar. It was some sort of scholarship I got from people who were Rhodes Scholars, blah, blah, blah. So he gave some halfway answer. And the researcher who worked with him just kind of went along with it. Again, you know, he did it. Here he was thinking the research was double-checked. It's supposed to be fine. You know, let's just move on. And then I guess finally more people looked into it, and they found that Dr. Potty was full of potty. Now, what was very frightening about this is, from what I understand, some of the patients that had seen him ended up dying. And he right now is being investigated by the medical board. Right now, not charged. All right. Again, not charged. Right now, all they're looking at is questionable research practices. Okay. Because, again, a lot of times with these clinical trials, these are people that are end stage. Now, I think this could open up to criminal charges, a lot of ethical violations. What they concluded is he fabricated his research. When he saw things weren't going correctly, this is what they allegedly said on 60 Minutes. When he didn't see the data going his way with these patients, he manipulated it such that when the private investigative firm looked at it going, all right, well, let's take a look, you know, and the data matched. It matched with, okay, this came out this way, this came out this way, so it matches. But again, if he fabricated what he showed them, then somebody needed to kind of look at the actual results and see what the actual notes were. Well, I don't know how they figured it out, but they figured out that he probably fabricated most of his data. And they said it was pretty obscene how much he fabricated it. Now, when you look at somebody like this, again, as a fellow doctor, I'm really scratching my head. Okay, I can understand wanting to be famous, but what good is the fame of your study if you don't have any patients to show the success of your work? It still blows my mind why you would fabricate data and make a cancer treatment look like it works just to have it fail patient after patient after patient. It doesn't make sense unless these guys get paid up front. I don't know. I mean, you would think you would want the study to go well. Now, again, I don't know. I can't go into the mind of somebody who could allegedly do something like this. Because remember, they may be irrational. I'm trying to find rationale in somebody that could be irrational. And again, maybe it's because if you're running low on time to keep your research grant, you need to come up with something. I don't know. I mean, I'm trying to see what would be the benefits, what would be in his best interest to fabricate a study and then have it fail right in front of you, patient after, because obviously the whole cancer community is watching this, patient and doctor combined, you know, and I mean, throughout the world, because if this works, if tailor making, right, treatment based on your DNA and based on your type of cancer causes success in cancer treatment, we have a hit. So with you being watched so closely, why would you fabricate this? Why would you let yourself be caught with your pants down? Unless the person is a real idiot. I don't know. I don't really know. You know, we went through something similar where, I mean, I don't want to say something similar, but we had a doctor locally where I practice who, and I'm sure you all heard, we had a hepatitis scare where the doctor had, I guess, nurse anesthetist who reused a single a vial of propofol and had contaminated people with hepatitis because one person had hepatitis and it got passed on to other people. And we had reused equipment that should have been cleaned properly. And again, you'd think, okay, I don't understand this. Why wouldn't he, A, make sure that none of this was happening? B, why would he try to reuse something that was $1.50? You know, like a mouthpiece. You don't reuse something that's $1.50. You throw it out. You know, that it doesn't make sense. Why would you be caught using unclean equipment when there's all these witnesses there, the nurses, the staff, et cetera? I mean, why would you let yourself be caught with your pants down? But again, some people are just irrational. So you really can't try to make something rational out of something irrational. But this scared a lot of people. Now, these clinical trials are very, very important. They're important to do. They're important to continue with. And they're important to have people who want to enroll in them. Well, after something like this, I'm sure most people are scared to death. You know, I mean, you think you have end-stage cancer. You're going to put your remaining weeks or months into the hands of somebody that you think is going to give you some sort of hope, right, rather than spending time with family or possibly doing another treatment with your doctor. I mean, you want to make sure that there's something to this, that it wasn't done by somebody who's a fraud. So, it's frustrating because if I was to give people advice, I'd say, okay, well, you want to take a look at who the doctor is. You want to check him out. You also want to check out the university and the research center. Well, Duke is very well known. They're very well respected. Nobody would have expected this. All right, don't go away. When we come back, more on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Warning, the unprepared may not survive the next natural disaster, terrorist attack, or economic collapse. In light of recent global unrest and natural disasters, we bring you this urgent message from David Morris, author of the acclaimed Urban Survival Course. Because this message is urgent, we won't waste time on the why you should act now. You already know why. It's the very real and growing dangers reported in the media every day. Now, it's the what you must do. Go to freesurvivalminicourse.com and claim your free Urban Survival Mini Course that will prepare you for breakdowns in civil order. Today, David Morris is offering you instant access to his 7-part Urban Survival Mini Course at freesurvivalminicourse.com. You should already be at your keyboard. Enough talk. Act now, while you still have time and while it's still free. FreeSurvivalMiniCourse.com. FreeSurvivalMiniCourse.com. Or call 877-403-7076. 877-403-7076. You'll be glad you did.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So before the break, we were talking about what happened at Duke University with Dr. Potty. And, you know, if I was a patient and not a doctor, I would be probably shaking my head right now and trying to figure out how do you trust, you know, the medical community. Now, keep in mind, these are very rare cases, okay? I haven't heard of a case like this. I mean, this is why the case was, you know, covered on 60 Minutes. I mean, this was so outlandish where somebody could possibly be fabricating his data. So rare. You know, this isn't an everyday thing, but what is so ironic is this story broke a week after that study came out saying doctors lie. So we doctors look pretty bad right about now. And I mean, as a doctor, I am really frustrated. I mean, when somebody does something stupid like this, if he is, you know, found guilty of what he did, or with what happened with the hepatitis scare we had locally, it really is not a high point, okay, of any of our careers, and it definitely doesn't put us in a good light. I mean, all the doctors I know bust our butts, you know, working hard for our patients, working hard for our staff to have jobs, doing everything we can to make as little as we're making, right, and still stay afloat and deal with all the changes that's happening with healthcare, just to see in the media we get ripped to pieces for being unethical. And it is so frustrating, so frustrating. I mean, I don't know how long I spent last week discussing, you know, that survey and, you know, where doctors aren't, you know, being open about their financial relationships with pharmaceutical companies and them covering up results and try not to get sued, you know, and it's really frustrating. And I don't know what to tell you. I don't. All I could say is it's really rare, right? And, you know, before you venture in with anything that, you know, involves a life-saving procedure with your doctor, do a little research, you know, check with the board. You are very free to look at people's resumes. Look at their resume, check them out, and if something doesn't sit right, you could go and find another doctor. But it's really difficult as a consumer to know. You know, I mean, I used to like looking at Better Business Bureau, you know, for companies and things like that. But the problem is people that get mad, again, with their bills or collections, badmouth these people. So I'm seeing, you know, companies badmouth because of, you know, some issue with bill or collections, et cetera. And you're like, well, I can't look at that either. You know, and now with websites, you know, trying to look up your doctor on the website, again, people badmouth doctors all the time. You know, we had to discharge a person because he kept coming in for controlled substances. And he even said, you know, I want to go somewhere else, right? And then, you know, he badmouthed us on the Internet. Well, no, we don't like to write those kinds of heavy controlled substances. I mean, God forbid if that's how Whitney Houston died, right? We don't want to be any part of that. We don't want our patients to die. We want our patients to live. But, of course, when people rip on you on the Internet or critique you, they don't say, well, I, you know, I'm addicted to controlled substances and my doctor turned me down. They don't say that. They say you're a fraud, you're a this, you're a that. So the problem is you're trying to get accurate data, right? Accurate advice on if you should see somebody. And the Internet now, since it's so open and, you know, because of freedom of speech, you know, God bless us for having it, just anything could be said about anybody. So you really need to try and do your own research, all right? And you know, keep in mind, the medical board does a lot of it, okay? I can't say I went to UNR Medical School and not while getting a medical license. They make sure I do, because remember, their integrity is at stake also. So, you know, I think one of the best places to start would be the medical board. Unfortunately, in this particular case with Dr. Potty, if he didn't have any censorships or, you know, any marks against him, you know, and this was the first one, first issue. If, like I said, it's proven that he did fabricate everything, again, you're a victim. You don't know. And just, you know, if it doesn't sound right, if it sounds too good to be true, then just trust your instinct. It just, I wish I could give you guys better advice on that. I mean, I don't know what to say. I've had, I can't tell you how many countless emails. Dr. Dahlia, what did you think about 60 Minutes? What did you think about this guy? I mean, I think the guy is, I can't say it on air, but it doesn't rhyme with buffoon, and it begins with a vowel, okay? All right, that's all I could say. And it really embarrasses the medical community because we work our butts off, right, doing everything we can for patients. Duke has an amazing research center. They do amazing work over there, and this sullied their name, right? I mean, people don't trust them. They've been connected with this guy, and it's a real shame. So all I could say with that is, you know, when unsure, just try to do as much research as possible. I'm just sorry this happened to those people. It really is a black mark on our profession. And I can't defend us. I can't. All I could say is, you know, these people are very far and few between. And I hope that all go away. I hope all these, you know, kooky nuts go away. So we could, you know, well, same thing with teachers. I mean, look at what happened in Los Angeles with that Miramont school where three teachers were involved in allegedly assaulting kids. All right. You know, you wouldn't say all teachers. Okay. You know, every teacher I had was great. Well, you know what? I did have one teacher, come to think of it, he kept hitting us in the butt. He did. But now, remember, that was, you know, during the time when you would get spanked in school. Okay, we'd get spanked in school and I always got spanked. But it also smacked us in the butt in line. And I remember, you know, I told my parents that and they're like, that doesn't sound right. You know, and then they're like, you got spanked again in school? Oh, no, I didn't. You know, because if I got spanked in school, I got spanked coming home, too. I was not allowed to get spanked in school. But, yeah, come to think of it, there was a teacher. I mean, he never touched us with his hand, but he had a cane, and he always hit us in the butt with us, even when we were on, you know, in line going to lunch. So that's kind of an interesting. You kind of start going back on ways, like, was he a weirdo? Could be. But I remember we loved him. I remember we thought he was the most amazing teacher. But, again, yeah, that's how these people, you know, that's how these people, you know, attract you. There's something likable. Like the one teacher, guys, I'm trying to think of the first one, who was caught giving semen on cookies to these kids and putting cockroaches in their mouth. You saw pictures of him dressed up as Mickey Mouse with the kids. You know, he was very hands-on, very dramatic, very colorful with these kids. So he gains a reputation of doing, you know, things with kids. And unfortunately, he allegedly assaulted them, as well as another teacher, as well as a female teacher who helped one of the teachers assault the kids. Now, again, we wouldn't go and extrapolate and say all teachers do this. I mean, we wouldn't do that. We would, but it really, again, mars the teaching profession. You know, because now you're having parents size up the teacher and go, are you going to touch my kid? You know, maybe they should. Maybe, unfortunately, the silver lining to these horrible things happening is it makes all of us aware that this stuff could exist and could happen. I always try to look at the silver lining to bad things. You never want bad things to happen, ever. I'd love to turn back the clock on all of this. But maybe the silver lining is we're going to be more wise. We're going to check out our teachers and, you know, watch them. And we're going to, you know, cross-examine our children when they come home and say, has anybody touching you? Okay, really quick, in medical headlines, they say overeating has been linked to memory loss in elderly. For those of you listening, this is the Dr. Dolly Show. They say older people who eat more than 2,100 or more calories a day had more than double the risk of memory loss compared to those who ate fewer than 1,500 calories. All right, they are noticing more calories linked to mild cognitive impairment, MCI. We talk about a lot. Now, we don't know if it's the sugar load. We don't know if it's, you know, has to do with your insulin. But we need to watch how our older population eats, because that could, also be linked to, I'm getting reflux, also be linked to memory loss. All right, guys, great show. If you could stay with us another hour, please do. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. You all be safe.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.